Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Michael K is on the radio today.
No Michael K!
For life. Oh boy. I haven't been this excited, honestly, to do the radio program in some time. Welcome to the Michael K Show. No Michael K. He's calling the big Yankee Oriole vehicle. Yankees getting smacked up again.
Although Glaber just hit a home run. 7-2.
7-2 O's. But I got news for you. That's about all the baseball you're going to get today. Because, Don, I don't know if you're aware of what's going on tonight, but I've heard there's a big-time Game 6 between the New York Knickerbockers and the Philadelphia 76ers.
I am aggravated, as are the players, at the 9 o'clock start. But not for the reason you think, Peter.
Not that you just want to go to bed.
Oh, the old man doesn't want to stay up. I just... We got a saying when there's a hockey game that's late. Like, if we're at the Garden and it's like an 8 o'clock start instead of a 7 o'clock start, like, drop the puck already. Like, you want to get ready. You've done all the work. And now you just want to sit down like a gentleman, in my case, call a game. In tonight's case, just sit down, watch a big game. And I'm kind of used to, all right, we do the show, get in our car, listen to the pregame, maybe a little half hour of Dan Grasso, go into the pregame. And then it's 7:30, sometimes 8 o'clock, you get the game going. It's like, I am going to be home, fed, the kids are going to get ready for bed, and like the game's still not going to be on yet. I was like, let's tip it off already. So no, it's not that, oh, I got to stay up till maybe midnight. No, it's not that. Although that is a thing, but the game is so big, I'm not even worried about that. It's just that we're 6 hours away, 6+ hours away.
That's the hard
from
part.
Tip off. Let's just play already.
Throw it up. All right, here's what we're going to do. Open the phone lines right away. They're officially open. 1-800-919-3776. Knick fans today, how are you feeling? What are your expectations? I am legitimately curious about the level of nerves, because I think it's probably a big split among fans who are like totally confident that this team walks into Philly and smokes them, and the people are like, oh my God, I can't believe we're facing this situation. So maybe you want to tell us what your plan is for the night, how you're feeling about the 9 o'clock tip, the whole thing. Real quick, though, before we get into that, I want to get this out of the way. This is important. Don, it's the Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Serta Pro Painters.
Yay!
Of course, this lineup came out several hours ago as the game is now almost over. Volpe, Soto, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Verdugo, Cabrera, Wells, Grisham, and Rodon is on the hill. That is, of course, your Yankee starting lineup brought to you by Serta Pro Painters. When choosing a painting professional for your home or business, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters. All right, Don, you were saying about my thoughts about whether Knicks fans have nerves today and they're freaked out, or if they're just hyped up.
Well, I think they've gone from, they're always going to be nervous, but I think a little bit more hyped up. What yesterday was to be able to get all of the energy of Game 5 out of your system. Now, if you were heartbroken, disappointed, disgusted, okay, you've purged that from the system. Now you focus on Game 6. And now you should be back into a place, maybe not to the level of Game 5 because the game's on the road, and there is that little level of nervousness because what happened at the end of Game 5 happened. But you can get back to, hey, we're up 3-2. We win tonight. We move on. And we wait for the winner of the Pacers and the Bucks. It might be a couple of days later than we thought it was going to be when there was 28 seconds to go in Game 5 and we had a 6-point lead. But let's get back to work. Up 3-2, control of our own destiny, win this series, and move on. So I would think by the time we get the tip-off, you get all of the agita of Game 5 out of your system, and now you can focus at the task at hand, which is still exceptionally doable, and that's winning this series in 6 and then kicking your feet up and waiting to see what happens with the Pacers and the Bucks.
You know, someone who has a good idea of what this situation feels like, the pressure of an NBA playoff series. That would be Knicks legend John Starks.
Yeah, sure.
He'll be joining us at 5:15 on the program. As you guys know, he has been very, very dialed into the series.
Because he was involved in the game 5 against the Pacers that they shook off and still won the series anyway. But he was also involved in 95 where they had a bad loss and didn't shake it off in losing to the Pacers. So he has been on both ends of the spectrum here. So I'll be curious to see how he feels about this going in and how the Knicks can recover. But the Knicks spoke today. And some very interesting things came out of the shoot-around. Very interesting. So I'm really curious to get your thoughts on.
All right. Let's before we get to the phone lines, let's hear real quick from shoot-around. Jalen Brunson. Hopefully we'll get lots of basketballs dribbling in the background. Jalen Brunson, what did you say after Game 5?
When we walked into the locker room, we didn't say anything. So I think that spoke volumes. Clearly, we let one slip away. Now you got to credit them for playing the way they did to the last buzzer. But yeah, we didn't really say too much, but we knew that we let one go.
All right, what happened on that final play of regulation, the no foul, Tyrese Maxey three? Is that's what we're talking about? Or do we mean the Brunson attempt right afterwards when he tried to get to the hole with 8 seconds left, the no timeout?
Yeah, we talk about it. But I think in certain situations, I think we've talked about it a lot. But obviously, we were on the same page as a team at that very moment. And so, like I said before, Tibbs talked to me right before Josh shot his first free throw, and I didn't talk to I didn't say what we need to do to the team right away. I was thinking about it in my mind, and then he missed it the first one, and so my mind's thinking, all right, now the strategy's changing. But as a person on the court who's supposed to lead the team, that's exactly what I didn't do.
That's a good job, bad job. That was the cut that I wanted to get your response to, Peter. Good job, leader, taking responsibility. Bad job for not communicating the message from the coach. You know, we debated it all day yesterday. Should you foul? Should you not foul? The Knicks made it a moot point. They wanted to foul, but unfortunately, Tibbs' communication with Brunson broke down because Brunson didn't communicate it to his teammates. So that's a bad job out of him. I like the fact that he owned it because that's what leaders do. But that's a bad forget. That's a bad miss by him. Now, who knows how it would have worked out anyway, because it is still very debatable whether you should or should not foul.
I think most people lean towards you should, but given how the Knicks have been shooting free throws, I think it's reasonable to not have wanted to get into a free throw game at that stage. Brunson also, though, was asked about his thoughts on the offense in overtime, which was essentially just Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brunson, Jalen Brunson.
Not good.
What do you feel like needs to be better?
My decision making, keeping the ball with the New York Knicks and not throwing it to fans in the front row. Very helpful. That's the one that everyone sees. So that's the one obviously is in my mind. When I say better decision making, it just means it's everything. You know, I can't settle. I got to be better with everything I do. I can't have mental lapses. You know, even though it's towards the end of the game, everyone thinks that you're tired, but that's when I need to be at my best, and I wasn't.
He really is great. You have to say that.
He's terrific.
He really is terrific with everything he says.
But is he talking about the turnovers?
No.
Or is he talking about not distributing the basketball?
I think he's talking about that. But
it just became ISO Brunson.
I think that's what he's saying. But he's saying the obvious thing is the turnover with Hartenstein, but really it's the whole overall offense.
And because it's such a difficult thing, right? And we as fans watch basketball and hockey. I think those are the two sports that I think relate to each other. Where you see a hockey team come down on a 2-on-1 and the decision, do you pass the puck or do you shoot the puck? And we always judge whether the right thing or wrong thing was done based on the result. They don't score, well, he should have passed the puck. Or if he passes the puck and they don't score, he should have shot it. If Brunson goes off and doesn't miss those shots, Peter, well, then he's the man. He did the right thing. But the fact he didn't hit those shots, well, why didn't he distribute the basketball? To who? In that moment, isn't he your best option?
Yeah, but here's the thing. What I didn't like about it is the way he described it, the word settling. I don't mind him having the ball, honestly, for 20 seconds of the 24 seconds, Don. But I would have liked, and I'm curious for what we'll see what the callers say, but I wonder, I would have felt differently if he had just been trying something different. You know, maybe getting to the hole and someone pops open and you kick it to someone, or getting to the hole and drawing a foul. Don, he wasn't even trying to get inside, never draw a foul. It was literally just wing, three-pointer brick. That's what bothered me. It was settling. They were possessions where he settled.
But there's also those moments, and you can look. I don't remember the exact year or game, but weren't there times, guys, where LeBron would dish the ball off, the shot would be missed, and be like, come on, LeBron, you got to take that shot. You're LeBron James. Why are you passing the basketball?
Sure.
Well, it didn't work, so you're going to kill him. But if he takes the shot, you know, come on, LeBron, man. Why don't you use the other players on this four other guys on the court? That's what I mean. The result is always going to dictate what you should do. The fact is,
if you're not hitting your shots, though, you know, at some point, you got to try something else.
And who are we talking to later?
Two for 19.
You know, so, or 18, whatever.
Shoot or shoot.
But isn't there that, the selfish, unselfish, and I would think that would be the most difficult thing for me as a player. Do I shoot or do I pass? And what? Because you get the whole moniker of
18. It was 2 for 18.
It's the whole moniker, Peter, of, oh, you didn't take the shot. You're supposed to take the shot. You're the man. Why didn't you take the shot? And then if you don't take the shot, or if you give it to somebody else, it's. Or if you take the shot, it's like, oh, come on, man, you're being too selfish. Why are you always the one who has to take the shot? It's so difficult to decide when the right time to pass, when the right time to shoot. But at some point, we have to address the fact is that he the only option? And is that the problem with this team? That moving forward, is there anybody else that could be a legitimate option? Or is their only real chance to win down the stretch of any game on this run is going to be Brunson creating his own shot? Is there anybody else that you trust?
Well, that's the thing with the Knicks team. You don't know until you're halfway through the game. I did my hit in D.C. Today on B. Mitch and Finley. And you know what's funny? Don, this is how big this series is, I think, nationally. I do a hit with them every week.
Yeah.
All we do is talk Commanders. Commanders drafted their franchise quarterback last week.
I hope.
We'd been analyzing the draft when I called for the last few weeks. We didn't talk about the draft. They just talked about the Knicks series. Well, everyone's watching this series. Well, and what I told them on the show was, the problem with this team is, if DiVincenzo or Hart has one of their nights tonight, I think the Knicks win walking away.
Oh, easily.
If they can get that game, they'll win. You just don't know until you're in the second half whether it's one of those nights.
Because if Embiid is on top of his game, it's not just going to be about him. Maxey's a terrific player. Like, so you trickle
almost
it down.
Lowry's
made big shots. So that's always been the thing. I think McBride's a really good player. I think Hart's hit some big shots. DiVincenzo on the perimeter, but it's never anything of any kind of consistency. But Mike Lupica nailed it yesterday. This is the only series that anybody cares about in the NBA. LeBron's gone. Curry's gone. Durant's gone. All the other series have been very nondescript or involving teams nobody cares about. Like, the Pacer-Cleveland series has been outstanding, but nobody cares about the Magic or the Cavaliers to be caught up in that series. People care about the Knicks. People care about the Sixers. It's been a fun series. You've had two transcendent games in this series. Game 2 and Game 5, Peter, those are games that live on forever the way they ended. And oh, by the way, we're off the air, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it.
Hmm.
But the 2-minute evaluation of the officials came out.
Oh.
After we were off the air, and they said that there was a travel, Maxey travel.
Oh, I saw people complaining about that, and they said he did travel. Why are you putting it out? What are you doing? Guys, let's get to the phones. It's time now. It's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Yankees and Mets in action right now. As we told you, both losing. Tonight, the Knicks looking to close out the Sixers in Philly. Coverage starts at 8:30 right here on 98.7. Man, the entire area, you're going to feel everyone locked in at 9 o'clock tonight. Let's try to get through these calls. Everyone on the line. Joy in Rockland County.
Hi, Joy.
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Chilling.
I want to tell you my predictions for the game is Joel Embiid is out in the first quarter. He's getting ejected.
Why?
Yeah. Why are you feeling
why now all of a sudden?
He is going to lose himself from the pressure from game 6. He is losing himself and he's going to go punch someone and he is being injected.
Wow.
Guaranteed.
Wait a minute, Joe.
Hold on. No. He guaranteed it.
All right, so what do you give me?
Fear no
one. What are you going to do when it doesn't happen?
There's nothing. There's no guarantee. It's a guarantee to watch what I'm going to say.
I'm telling you. You can't come on the air and guarantee something, and then it's like, oh, no harm, no foul if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it's got
to
mean something.
I need you to give me something. I don't know if it's a pinky toe. I don't know if it's $1,000 to my charity. You got to give me something. You can't come on the air and say guaranteed.
And what are you giving me if he gets injected? Let's make a deal.
Oh, all right. Okay. You got to go on the air and guarantee something in front of the entire New York audience.
Well, hold on. Let's play this game.
No. I'm saying he gets something out of it. He's, what is it, Joe? What's his name?
It's Joy.
Joy. Joy in Rockland County comes on the air and predicted him to get ejected.
All right.
You don't think that there's glory in that? There's something in that? But no, then something has to happen to the equivalent he's wrong.
Well, how about this? If you get it right, if Joel Embiid is ejected in the first quarter today, tomorrow, I will celebrate you throughout the entire day tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll sell all day long. I might call it the Joy from Rockland County show. Michael will just have to deal with it. But what are you going to do if you're just wrong and Joel Embiid does not get ejected in the first quarter tonight?
I'll celebrate all the way, all around Rockland County about it.
All right. Well, good luck, Joy. Right,
that's,
I think I speak for everyone when I say thank you for the call.
Yeah, thank you for the phone call. It would have to take him wielding machete to get kicked out, considering what's already happened in this series. Okay. So, and I understand. I'm not going to tell you to like Embiid. You're not supposed to like him. He is the enemy. He's Reggie Miller, okay, of this generation. But he was not well. He still played through it. He's still capable of putting up 50 like he did earlier in the series. I'm not telling you to like him, Peter, but he's a really, really good player.
By the way, if they lose tonight, if the Sixers lose tonight, and we're sitting here celebrating a Knick win tomorrow, the conversation is going to begin about where is Joel Embiid
the
Knicks are going to be one of the top teams. And guess what? We will line up. Everyone will line up. You would do anything to have Embiid be your heel. No one likes him when he's the heel on the other team, but you do anything to have him. He's incredible. And I said this yesterday, Don, even when he wasn't well and late in the game when he knew he wasn't feeling it, he's still the guy setting the screens to get Maxi open to hit the three. He's always doing something.
Again, I'm not telling you to like him. You have every reason in the world not to like him. He's a hell of a player.
Oh, that's what makes him unique.
He really is.
That's what makes his dirtiness unique, is that he's so dirty, but he's so damn good. All right, let's just go straight down the line, and we'll go to Joe in Staten Island. All right, Joe, what do you got for us?
Wow, that was a nuts phone call. So I guess take all and beat under tonight.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
All right. I just wanted to say I've noticed in the fourth quarter and overtime, Hartenstein didn't get any minutes. Only, I think, 2 minutes in overtime. I'm not saying that could have really mattered or anything, but Mitchell Robinson did have that foul that was the four-point play. Maybe he was tired. He was overextending himself to try to make up for it. I don't know. But I think it could have been, that's the thing. I like the coach, but he does things like that where he's so stuck to his ways that he's not willing to change. And I think it could help. Like a couple years ago, I know they said D. Rose was washed in the playoff game. We had like no bodies, and he refused to play him. And I feel like he could have helped us in that Hawks series.
Joe, you're speaking my language. I was screaming.
You were. I remember that.
I was screaming. I was like, there's no way Derrick Rose cannot contribute in some way when you have a team that has nothing going. It is the one flaw I see in Tibbs' game, his inability to get, like, just frisky and try something with someone sitting there. He doesn't do it.
With all that being said, though, I think the Knicks lose tonight because I think they got FanDuel's Employee of the Year, Scott Foster, ref in the game tonight. So, I don't know.
I see what you're saying. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate the call. By the way, that is going to do it for Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. And I'm not going to lie, I know it's a weeknight. Going to be a lot of Knicks fans having an adult beverage tonight to get through tonight's game. So enjoy Tullamore Dew. Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hey, Fran.
What's up, guys? Peter, it's funny, that phone call, the other day I called up because if you remember for the draft, I apologized to Mike and Don, you weren't there, about guaranteeing that Caleb Williams wasn't going first to the Bears.
Wow, you really messed that up.
Yeah, but
I called up and I ate my crow and I made it good. You just weren't there, and that's why the only reason why I mentioned it. It's just funny that guy, wow, that's all I'm going to say about that. But anyway... there's a few things here. Now, we all love the direction the Knicks are going. The coach, like you said, one or two things he could fix, like you just brought up, okay? And the players, we know exactly what we got because Randall got hurt, so other guys had to step up. But let's be real. We know they weren't going to win a championship this year, okay? This is a wonderful chance for them to get experience because you can see a few guys are petrified out there. I'm not going to say who because I don't want to throw them under the bus. But when they get the ball, they're like, oh, boy, go to Brunson. But anyway, I think the experience they're going to get from this is incredible. They're going to go to Philly after the last game coming home. We're going to win this. Then they lose. Now they got to go back to the Devil's Den, and they're gonna get called everything in the book. There's not gonna be more, unless it's the third series or maybe the seventh game of the NBA championship. This experience is invaluable, if that's the right word. It's just a great thing. I think the experience they're gonna get, win or lose. I really do, because I think they still need another player.
But Fran, come on, we can't be thinking about experience today. I mean, may say they need another player, but hold on. Are they capable of beating Indiana? Are they capable?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're capable of beating Indiana and ending up in a conference championship series against the Celtics, I don't want to even think about the idea of what's valuable experience. I hear what you're saying, but I'm thinking about what they can do.
All right. But hold on, listen. Next year we get back. Well, you're 100% right. I want them to win, but I'm saying, let's say they lose this game tonight, they get that. Then they win the game 7. Then they play Indiana, we smoke them. We go play the Celtics, take our chance. We still need to get our feet wet against these great teams, against at this time of the year. So my point being is, we don't even have Randall. We get Randall back, and you got to remember, they need right now a guy, Brunson can say, hey, here you go, bang, bang, score. We don't have that, a DeMar DeRozan or someone in that category, someone like that. We need that guy. We need the great Golden State Warriors. They went and got Andrew Wiggins so he could pop a shot. We need that other guy because he's drowning out there. No one's, he's so good. We get another guy, and with Randall, look out. Love the show. I want to take up other
people's
Fran.
Time. Fran,
thanks, buddy.
See, he makes a good point because I do think sometimes you've got to lose to win. There's an education in losing. So say this goes sideways. All right, they went through it, they learned. Michael Kay said at the other day, and I agree with him, that this is the beginning of something special. This Knicks team is young, they're not going anywhere, so every defeat, every bad moment can be a learning experience. I get that. But to your point, Peter, if they end up losing this series, and then you look and you see the Sixers beat Indiana and take the Celtics to 7 games in the conference final, all you're going to be thinking about is that could be us. That should be us.
Absolutely.
And how about that experience of being a team that's not ready to win, but getting a chance to play in a conference final against the Boston Celtics, playing a game 6, playing a game 7, maybe losing? That kind of experience I'd rather have than a choke job in the first round that you could still learn from. Now, this is obviously a conversation for after it's over, but Peter, it's going to be difficult to swallow if this team doesn't make it out of the first round when you consider the road looks like it's paved. Especially last year when we thought that was the case. Oh, they're going to beat Miami. So you figure they learned that lesson. And I'm sorry, Indiana, if they do indeed win this series, or even if it's Milwaukee who's compromised, they're not the Miami Heat. I think you're punching a ticket to the conference final that you're going to miss out on if you blow a 3-1 series lead. That's going to hurt way too much.
Let's get one more. Let's get a Griffin in Connecticut before the break. Hey, Griffin.
Hi, Griff.
You know what?
Hey, guys.
Don, I have a hockey question if you don't mind, but I also have a complaint about the time today with this.
Start with your complaint. What do you got?
Yeah.
I was looking at things. I just don't understand why we can't put this game on ESPN tonight. Because they're gone. There's no hockey on ESPN.
No, but it's TNT tonight. It's their game. Why would they give up the game? The NBA can't rip the game away from TNT.
Why can't we put the game on NBA TV or something? I don't understand a 9 o'clock game.
Griff, you're going to put the game on NBA. It has nothing.
Okay.
It has nothing to The NBA wants to stagger the start so you can watch both of these games tonight. That's what they want you to do. It's not a case of, we got to start it at 9 o'clock. They want you both games. They're not going to put it. They're not going to put a game involving two major markets in a pivotal game six on NBA TV. And why should TNT forfeit a game? It's just one of those things, Griff. What are you going to do?
Then why not put Bucks and Pacers maybe at 5:30? We did it before.
No,
for game three of the series. So why can't we do it for game?
You know what?
Okay.
That's not a terrible point. Was that a 5:30 tip the other day?
No, it was a 6.
No, it was a 5:30.
It was a 5:30.
If they were willing to do 5, that's not a bad argument
But here's the thing. It doesn't, 9 o'clock does not kill them from a rating standpoint. They've got their Saturday showcase games to tip off at 8:30. NBA final games tip off at 9. Believe me, nobody at the network's complaining about this. They like it at 9. And 6 o'clock on the West Coast, they're going to get a good number.
They're not worried
about that. Griff, you'll have to ask your hockey question another time.
Okay.
But you know what? He's in the penalty box for suggesting the game be on NBA TV. Listen, God love the people over at NBA TV.
Oh, God bless them.
But I think they would say, we don't deserve this.
No, I think we speak for everyone. We say thank you for the call. But after Griff hung up, that means one phone line's open. 1-800-919. Oh, no, it's gone. It's full again. 1-800-919-3776. They're going to be jammed up all day. We are talking Knicks for the next 3 hours, all right? A lot of Knicks basketball on what is a pretty epic day in this town. And Don, I got to tell you something about my friends over at Bath Fitter. They remodeled my bath. They did an incredible job. They customized it for my needs. Process easy. One expert installer, done in a day, no demo, no mess. And Bath Fitter is a permanent high-quality solution with lifetime guarantee. 3 million happy customers just like me. And for a limited time, get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bath Fitter system. Start designing your bath today like I did at bathfitterdesign.com. There's only one Bath Fitter.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just on the old Instagram Live, Don, spreading the word for people to get the great ESPN New York app as an amazing way to listen. Shout out to my friend Pretty Lou, who's in the hospital. He's getting his chemo treatments.
Oh, good.
And,
I mean, good that he's listening.
I don't know if he's listening yet. We got to get him listening. That's why I'm telling about the ESPN New York app.
Because chemo's not good.
No, that's intense.
So we wish him luck.
Absolutely.
But I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying it because I work for the company.
Yeah.
The app has bailed me out so many times. You know when it's bailed me out?
Go ahead. I'll
tell you why. Because it's a crime. You know what the crime that's in this city, besides the congestion pricing, that I can't get a signal.
In the tunnel?
In the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yeah.
And I could be listening to a game, and let's say I'm listening to the Knick game, and I'm stuck in the tunnel, and I'm getting static. I pick up the phone, I just hit the Knick tile on the 98.7 ESPN New York app, bang, I'm listening to the Knick game. Same thing, by the way, tonight
that's a major key, because of course if you don't know, the tip-off is at 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock, but it's even if you're driving home wanting to listen to the K show, and you can't, because you're stuck in the tunnel. And I'm sure the same thing happens in the Midtown Tunnel. Or you just lose the station in different places here or there. Or you're out of market. Instantaneously, you turn the app on, which is free, by the way.
It's free.
You're listening to the station.
Don, you're very good at your
app. And all the podcasts are available. The Game Misconduct podcast is available right there, too. So if you don't have it, you're a moron.
Well, Miss Hatton was in the chat. She put up an orange and blue heart combination, so you know she's ready.
So when did she fall out of the mix?
Shouts to Hot Rod Rick.
She grew up with Stark.
DJ Walla. Yeah, she, I don't know if she ever fell out with the Knicks. I think Natalie was at her biggest Knicks fandom, I should say. I would say that was in that period, the 98, 99, 2000. You know, okay. She was 12 years old, but she was a kid. And then obviously, I mean, I think she liked the mellow teams and stuff like that, but it wasn't.
So it's more like the Knicks kind of fell out of. She didn't fall out of the Knicks. The Knicks just fell out because they just weren't good enough.
Well, wouldn't you say, so Natalie's in her 30s.
Right. You should never give the age out specifically. So 30.
I did the right job.
Between the age of 30 and 39, probably leaning more towards 30.
Exactly. Why do I, Don? She's in her 30s. And this is a fun secondary question for the show today. If you're in that age range, as much as you enjoyed Linsanity and Carmelo Anthony and the different moments that have happened, when they showed those guys the other night from the 99 team, I wonder if most Knicks fans are like her. That when they think about the Knicks, they're thinking Latrell Sprewell, Allen Houston, Larry Johnson. Like, if you're in your 30s, that's the real glory period you had as a Knicks fan.
That's what's sad, because you look at the core four with the Yankees, or you look at Doc and Darryl, you know, Keith Hernandez and all the 86 Mets that are so dear to any Met fan's heart, or, you know, you can go to the Giants of Lawrence Taylor and Phil Sims, or Eli Manning and Bradshaw and Jacobs and OC. All those teams, they won. Like, for a Knick fan of our age, your favorite players didn't win anything. Like, your glory days are losing to the Rockets in the finals, losing in the conference finals to the Chicago Bulls, losing to San Antonio in 99, losing to the Pacers in 2000. Like,
but Don,
that's
sucks. That's true of everybody, unless you're over. How old were you in 73?
I was 5.
So you've never celebrated a Knicks championship?
No.
And
when they won in 73, I was 5.
So you
have no recollection.
You're
of
a man
it.
in your late 50s.
I'm a 56 year old man,
and you've never celebrated a Knicks championship.
And I have no recollection of their last championship. And I was one when they won the first one in the 69-70 season. Yeah, so you would have to be in your 60s to have your Knick team be Frazier and DeBuscher and all those guys, and Reed, that's going back a long time. But if you're somebody that's in the wheelhouse of listening to this show, your Knick heroes are guys that didn't win, and I'm not getting on them for that. I'm sad for the fan base, and that's why this current Knick team has a chance, Peter, to be the next great team, where there are going to be fans who are going to grow up and they're going to think about Hart, and they're going to think about Brunson and Hartenstein. Now that's going to be their guys, and that's what you hope for by winning this series, winning the next series, giving the Celtics all they can handle in the conference final and whatever, and then this has a chance to be the next generation of Knicks.
It really is true. And can you imagine? I mean, Lupica asked us this yesterday on Wednesdays with Mike. He asked us, what championship would mean the most in this town? And Don and I were on the exact same page. As big as the Jets would be, you have the Giants contingency that just wouldn't care. God, the backs of those jerseys are bad.
On baseball?
The Cubs jerseys. It stands out more on certain teams. Those ones are horrible. But Don and I basically no hesitation both said, it's the Knicks. They are the most unifying team in the city. All due respect to the Nets. The Nets just don't have the base. They don't have the base that the Giants do compared to the Jets. They don't have the base that the Islanders or the Devils do compared to the Rangers. They don't have the base that the Mets do compared to the Yankees. So the Knicks, per sport, are the most dominant team in this city, I think, Don, by a wide margin. Like, everyone's in tonight. I mean, listen, guys, I'm telling you the truth. I don't care if you call me a fraud. I'm going to just be honest with you, and I bet there are other people out there like me. I root for an out-of-market team. I'm as passionate right now about watching the Knicks game as I am my own team. If you live in this city, it's a story that you can't help but sort of be in love with. They're a really sort of a pulse of New York kind of team.
Well, we had the conversation a few months ago. The reason why, you know, listen, the Yankees are the Yankees because they're just, it's crazy, right? But you do have your Met contingents. And, you know, baseball in New York is still very, very big. But so is basketball in this town. So if you're a basketball fan, what would you say? There's probably between 80 and 85% chance that you're a Knicks fan. And then the rest, Net fans, and then I'm a Laker fan or I'm a Celtic fan or whatever. But you get to football.
Everything.
Everybody loves football. Everybody's got a favorite team. And I would say 60% are probably Giant fans or 55%. And then it's probably 40% Jet fans. And then you got your Cowboy fans and your Raider fans and all that. That kind of takes away. Because you could be a football fan, not care about the Jets. It's hard to be a basketball fan, not care about the Knicks. And that's why I think if they ever won, coupled with the fact it's been 51 years.
I mean,
it would be gigantic. And what Mike Lupica asked, in case you missed it, would be bigger, Jets or Knicks? I think it would be the Knicks. Now, Jets, it's been a long time too, but you've got a lot of people that don't care as much. I think there are more Knicks fans in this in the tri-state area than Jets fans.
Yeah, I'd say that.
I can't prove that.
But you know it.
But I think
it's
in there.
Guys, it's going to feel tonight, and this is the first round, a first round playoff game. At 9 o'clock, it's going to feel like Christmas around the city. You're going to feel that everyone is inside watching this
game. Well, that number, I think, is going to be gargantuan in New York. That has the potential to do a regular season football number.
In New York. Yeah. No, it's going to do a big number. All right, let's, you know, speaking of someone who loves context and history when it comes to the history of this town.
No, you
can't. Basketball.
He was there for all of it.
Let's go to Big Dick in Manhattan.
Fellas,
hey, the most,
hi, Peter. Hi, Don.
Hi.
The most beloved team in New York in my 65 years of watching sports in New York were the 69-70 Knicks. Don, your dad would agree with me. Number two would be the 61-62-63 New York Giants. They were huge. But nothing can compare with the Knicks. There wasn't one bad word ever said about the 69-70 Knicks. They were so beloved. I can tell you they changed the city. Now, people are not enjoying what we're going through now. This is unbelievable, these side stories about the owner in Philly buying tickets and calling a walk that I didn't even see that they brought up. So it is bringing so much attention. Fellas, the two most passionate series I've ever seen were the 50 years ago, the Flyers beating the Rangers in 7 when they beat us up and they became the Broad Street Bullies, and Kate Smith came and sang, well, she didn't sing, but the record sang God Bless America. The second most famous was the Yankees-Seattle 5-game series in 95.
Oh, that was epic.
That was unbelievable. As you remember, Don, such passion and such every pitch mattered and we couldn't get the last. Those are my two favorites. This one, if it goes 7, of course we hope the Knicks win, it'll be an instant classic.
Agreed.
Seven-game series, fellas. Let's just hope they win tonight so we don't have to go through it. But if it does happen and we go through a 7-game, win or lose, they're going to be talking about this series forever.
Yeah,
always a pleasure, guys.
And Richard,
guys.
Thank you. And in the first round to boot, I mean, it's a first-round series. Usually you don't, and I'm not going to beat up on the NBA, but these first-round series have not been overly interesting. This one has been. Not just because we've got a rooting interest, Peter, and there's a rivalry between Philadelphia and New York. So many wacky things have happened. You know, they can end up writing a book about this series, and that's why that 95 Seattle Yankee series was so big. Not only was it competitive and it went the full 5 games, and Edgar Martinez with a double to win the game. So many things happened in that series, the ebb and flow. This has really captivated the imagination of the city. It really has. Just because of the back and forth. Rangers took care of business really quick against Washington. Unfortunately, the Islanders didn't put up as much of a fight as they would have liked against Carolina. This series has just been so compelling.
And Richard made another interesting point there. I'm pretty good at spotting that stuff, too. I didn't spot the walk either.
I saw it. I'm like, they're not going to call that.
Which one? It was on the which one?
The four-point play.
The four-point play. He shuffled his feet.
Yeah, but
he shuffled.
Peter, how shocked would you be if they called a travel? For all the basketball you watch and all the four step dunks that you've seen in that moment, how shocked would you be if they called a travel? I would have been floored.
I got to say, you would have almost, even as a Knicks fan, you would have almost been like, it's. Hold on, I'm watching it again. I still don't see it.
Here's the thing. You guys correct me if I'm wrong, because I was
the jump stop. It's like a jump stop. They're saying it's a travel.
I could be wrong. I didn't hear anybody complain about it until the next day. Like, was there anybody in the building or anybody that goes, he traveled, or start throwing their arms?
No.
I never saw that. And then it became a thing. It kind of went viral, the video. And then, of course, with the 2-minute report, kind of confirmed it. But if it was that egregious, you would have seen people screaming about it in real time. And I didn't notice it. Did you guys notice anybody complain about it in real time?
No. And Don, I just watched it 40 times in a row. And I just don't. I would never call that. There's the first. Oh, because he picked up. Okay. If you have to stop it and circle each foot. I'm seeing right now, though, if you have to, in order to see it, if you have to slow it down to the point where you're circling each foot, I don't know that that's something I'm feeling bad about not getting. Anthony sent me an explanation.
You got it there? Because I have it.
Maxie gathers the ball on his left foot, takes 2 legal steps, and then moves his right foot again just before he's fouled on the shot. 1, 2. Okay.
So I know you and Michael have the opinion that these 2-minute reports are unnecessary. Why bother? I like the transparency. The fact that they're that nitpicky on themselves, I kind of like it. I guess they're just going to tell you any mistake that's made, they're going to report it.
I guess
it's not going to make anybody feel better, but no. I guess they're owning everything that happens.
I guess I could get used to it, though. If it just becomes a thing that you always hear, then maybe it'll get a little less weird and not feel like they're just snitching on themselves all the time. Tons of phone calls to get to. We didn't get to enough on this one. We'll get to them on the other side. Real quick, guys, a message brought to you by BetterHelp. Have you ever had like one of those moments when you just really need to get something off your chest? Because we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when you keep them bottled up, it can start to affect you negatively. Therapy is a great place to go to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever has been weighing you down. I know for me, I've gone through a lot of tough times. And when I have, even right now, when I just go through a week where there's a lot on my mind, trying to figure stuff out professionally, personally, whatever it may be, I look forward to that time to connect with my therapist and have a conversation and work through some of those things. So if you've been considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient. It's flexible. It's suited to your schedule. You just fill out a questionnaire and you get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Don and Peter here on the Michael K. Show. Yankee game is over. They lose 3 out of 4 to Baltimore as they drop a 7-2 decision. Mets and Cubs are still tied at 5. But, of course, Peter, the topic of conversation is the game 6 tonight. 8:30 pre with Dan Grasso.
Oh, yeah, baby.
9 o'clock tip with Pat O'Keefe and Monica McNutt. Knicks, Sixers. Knicks win. It's on to the second round. Sixers win. We will have a game 7 on Saturday. And all reports are, no matter what happens tonight, game 1 of the next round, it will be Monday.
Oh, really?
Now, that's reports that I'm hearing, that regardless of whether there's a game 7 or not in the two series, that the next round, which will either be, you know, any combination of the 4 Knicks, Sixers, Pacers, Bucks, would start on Monday.
Buck. Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365. Yankees lose. That was the Pinstripe Report brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. I thought you'd appreciate that Pinstripe Report.
I did.
Do you think I covered it all?
They lost. You could have given more, but I had just said 7-2. They lost 7-2.
In Baltimore.
And then we will be on Yes as soon as their post game is over.
Let's just go to the phones. Who's been holding the longest to talk Knicks basketball? I think it's Danny in Orlando, confused with Danny on Long Island. Hey, Danny.
Hey, John. Hey, Peter. What's going on?
Chilling, man.
Hey, so you asked earlier what Knicks fans' plans are tonight. So I can tell you we'll be in front of the big screen. The anxiety level in the household will be the highest it's probably been all year. I'll make sure my five-year-old takes a nap so he can stay up and watch with us. But the one adjustment I think the Knicks should make tonight is they've been coming out of the game slow, sort of.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe start McBride over DiVincenzo. He seems to be a little bit more in sync offensively, and I feel like nobody's going to stop Maxey, but he does the best job on Maxey.
It's an interesting thought. I don't hate it.
Yeah, because every game they've started off slow. Now, it hasn't mattered because they've come back and they've won 3 of the 5, and I don't really matter. Like, the slow start or not had nothing to do with how game 5 ended. But it does exert a certain amount of energy to have to come back from multiple points down early the way they have, it seems like, every game of this series. I'm not mad at that idea.
Let's go to Scott in Manhattan. Hey, Scott, what up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Chilling,
so you know what? We always speak about the passion of sports, and I've been watching ball for a long time, and just to see them blow that game, I mean, like, sleepless night. I mean, I couldn't even talk to my wife. She even looked at me. She's like, okay, I know the Knicks lost. I went in the room. I was so devastated, man. But like I said, we blew it. Like I said, the long pass from Hart, that was the dump pass from Brunson, that was bad passes. And now I say this. I'm never again going to begrudge people for saying, okay, well, listen, the doubting Debbie's and Danny's that, oh, well, you know, the Knicks, after watching that game the other night, it's like, it takes so much out of you.
It does.
Like, it was so hard. It takes so much. I mean, I just know that that game showed me how passionate I am about, you know, even a long-term Knicks fan, but just passionate about sports, and I see how people can be even more passionate than myself. So, I mean, I think we're going to win tonight a close game, but it's still going to be, it's hard to watch, because really, I'm thinking about still even watch the game or take it at halftime, because I'm kind of shook right now.
No, by the way, Scott, it's such a funny point. It's a good call. Thank you, Scott. There is the thing about basketball games when you're playing a series where every game is close.
Mm.
That part of you goes, all right, I'm watching, but I'm not dialed in the same way till we get late in the third quarter. Because you, Don, you know where this is going to be in the fourth quarter. This right. is going to be close in the fourth quarter. Everything we do up till then is nice, but we're getting to a fourth quarter where they're playing this. I don't see a world. Let me put it this way. The only way the fourth quarter wouldn't matter, in my opinion, in this game, and this may sound pessimistic, is that you're getting blown out by Philly. I don't see a world in which on the road, Don, they're just manhandling Philly in the fourth quarter. So I get that. Honestly, in the Celtics series, I've been like, I'm so like, the Celtics have one option this playoff, right? It's win a championship or be considered a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that I watch their games against Miami has been so like, All right, what's going on? Oh, okay, cool. We're up 20. Good. Let me get to the next series. It's a weird thing trying to make it through an entire series because it's just straight. The basketball playoffs are long.
It's long.
The hockey playoffs.
It's long.
It's a season. It's a whole season.
But the Knicks, they don't win a lot of series in recent vintage. So, and the expectations are so high. So every single point has mattered. Like with the Rangers, I think everybody knew that they were way better than Washington. And it was just a matter of how many games they swept. The games were a little sweaty, but the series was never, really nerve-wracking. But here, it's just been crazy, even though they were up 3-1. But why don't you just look at it this way, Peter? The Sixers blew game 2 with some help from the officials. Knicks blew game 5. All right, we're even. It's 3-2. It should be 3-2. The Sixers should have won game 2. The Knicks should have won game 5. Guess what? If that happened, it'd be 3-2 Knicks. So we're kind of where we're supposed to be.
That's the thing.
The Knicks are still in control. And you saw the Sixers bounce back after they had that god-awful loss in game 2. I would expect the Knicks to bounce back. The rub is it's in Philly.
Do you think there are people out there suggesting that Richard had like a patient in the chair just then, and you could hear
there was a voice in the background.
It sounded like a child, didn't it? It sounded like a child in the background.
It sounded like a younger person.
Very interesting.
I
mean,
I would have a problem with my dentist on hold to go on a talk show, but I don't know what kind of understanding he has with his patients. Maybe a 12-year-old would get a kick out of having their dentist be on a radio. I would think the parents would be
slightly
in a
concerned way
about it, and
I mean it's not as bad as Andrew's famous trip to the dentist.
I don't know if that ever made the air.
No, it did.
It did.
Yes. Do you remember that, Anthony? The Andrew dentist story.
I do not.
I'm telling you, it made the air. Tweet us if you've heard. I won't tell the story.
No, you can't tell the story. But I would. Did we ever suggest there was a story about Andrew at the dentist?
Anthony, also, can you do me a favor?
Anything for you.
Can you reach out to Andrew and see if he's available?
Sure.
I believe not only is he probably having a coronary as we speak, I believe today's his 40th birthday.
Oh, then we have to have him.
This is a 4 o'clock situation.
We should have him next.
We should get can we get a Comrex to his house? Can you do the rest of the show with us? We need this man.
I don't think the line has to be that clear.
He always has a clear line. That's Andrew Gunling, for God's sake. Maybe if he's at JM Beyonce's, I'm sure they have a Comrex built into the compound.
The funny thing is, if he was, he would never bring it up. Then we'd find out later that he actually did the spot from Jay-Z's house.
And we would
never mentioned it to us.
Is it still the greatest story in the history of the show?
It's the greatest story in the history of the show that was not bragged about. Like, that even made it even more epic. That he didn't tell us immediately after it had. It doesn't come up all the time. We had to pry it out of him.
I wonder how many people listening right now don't know the story that we're talking about.
Well, listen, there's new audiences. It's been a while.
Should we have Andrew, like, if we get him on the line, we celebrate his birthday, give an abbreviated version, perhaps?
Yeah.
Because we have new listeners. Tweet us right now. Rosenberg Radio, Don LaGreca. Have you never heard the Andrew Jay-Z story? Because it truly is the greatest.
And we'll ask him how much he might want to give up about the dentist chair story.
Which I think he shared before, but that's important for us to figure out before I go any further. And, by the way, you know how you know it's meant to be? Because, guys, guess what? Major international soccer is coming to New York this summer, all right? The FC Series and Soccer Champions Tour presents Manchester City and AC Milan at Yankee Stadium July 27th. You can enter for your chance to score tickets at ESPNNewYork.com or on the ESPN New York app. Scroll down to contest, submit your entry. 2 grand prize winners will also receive a jersey from the team of their choice, all right? Watch some of the best teams in the world. Don't miss out. Get your tickets now at FCSeries.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.